Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
So the dreams give us very, very powerful messages, you know. And, you know, a third approach to dreams, and this is really important in interpreting dreams, is what I call working with symbolism. Is, you know, now essentially there are three types of symbols that you're going to get in dreams. There's agricultural symbols, there's cultural symbols, and there's personal symbols. Now, again, we're not going to become experts on symbols in this meetup tonight, but again, we can go into this in more depth at any time, in any meetups. We have a special session. We could do one-on-ones, whatever we need to do, because like with Beth, the symbols, you know, if you can get the symbols down and really summarize the theme of the dream with the symbols, you can really get the gist of what that dream's trying to tell you. You know, so just know that, you know, agricultural symbols, you know, have meanings across cultural lines. You know, regardless of where you are in the world or what time period you're living in, you know, a symbol can have a similar meaning. For example, you know, water. Water is an archetype for spirit or emotion. And it's not because Joe Love said it so. It's because, you know, it's because water, no, it's not. It's because water is the source of all life on this planet. And ultimately, spirit is the source of all life. You know, we can't, you know, spirit is who we, what we are. And yet, as human beings, we experience our life through our emotions. So you have your spirit, but as a human, we experience through emotions. So water is a very powerful symbol. And, it's one of the archetype symbols. And another type of symbol is a cultural symbol. You know, it could have meaning to a particular culture. For example, in the United States, a black cat. If anybody dreams of a black cat, you know, it's a symbol for bad luck. Walking under a ladder can be the same thing, bad luck. Now, we also have national icons that can be symbolic as well. For example, the Statue of Liberty, a symbol of liberty, freedom, independence. Every culture has its own symbols, and you have to separate them out. For example, you know, Egypt, a beetle in Egypt, that is for good luck. You ever travel to Egypt? You'll see beetles everywhere, little statues people keep in their homes for good lucks. I mean, you'll see beetles everywhere. People have pet beetles in Egypt. They keep them in their home. Yeah, they'll catch them. Absolutely. And they'll keep them in cages around so that they can have good luck there. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Egyptians believe it's good luck. However, in this country, if you dream about a beetle, then the symbol is something's bugging you, something's biting you. Totally different cultural symbol here in the U.S. than it would be in Egypt. And, you know, all cultures have symbols that are important to that particular culture, depending on where you live. And that's important to note. And, for example, in South America, if they dream about a funeral, you know, then it means somebody's going to be getting married soon in the family. Or a close friend, and it's passed down from one generation to the other. Where in this country, if we dream about a funeral, it's the end of something, you know, and the completion of something. If we dream about a future, so all cultures, you know, have symbols that are appropriate, you know, to that culture. And the third type of symbol is a personal symbol. You know, symbols have meaning directly to us as an individual. And generally, these symbols have to do with whatever is occurring in our daily life, is what these symbols show up as dreams. For example, if you have a dog and you dream about a dog, it could be the symbol of love. You know, it could, you know, or it could just be a dream about a dog. Let's just say, for example, you're allergic to dogs and you're afraid of a dog. Then you dream about a dog, then it could be you dream about something that you're afraid of or allergic to. And so depending on how you feel about the symbol, that's what it means to you. Because symbols are that's particular to you. So let's look at the symbols one more time, because they're so important in dream interpretation. You know, you have the archetypes. These are the symbols that have the meaning to the greatest number of people, because they pass down through culture to culture, generation to generation. Now, those that have meaning to a particular culture. Now, cultural symbols are those that have meaning to a particular culture of where you live. And personal symbols have specific meaning to you, what's going on in your life. Now, the interesting thing about personal symbols is they take precedent over our cultural symbols, which take precedent over our archetypes. So personal symbols have the strongest meaning to you in the dream. Any questions? I feel like I'm feeding an awful lot of information. I'm looking at your faces. This is a lot to take in. But like I said, we can revisit any of this anytime because dream interpretation is so, so important. It's a lot of fun, too. It can give us insights into places we never could even think about, you know, before. Right, dreamt about, think about, whatever. Exactly. So, for example, let's say for example, you're a young boy, and you're in your backyard. The yard has a pool, and you fall into the pool. You're swimming, and you almost drown. Now, in all likelihood, if you dream about water, it probably has nothing to do with spirit or emotion in that instance. But instead, it has to do with a situation in which you feel out of control because you almost drown. You know, because remember again, personal symbols, they take precedence over everything else. You know, what's going on in your life. So let me, I'll give you a couple other examples from my practice as far as case studies. You know, I had a client that came to me one time that had an important business decision to make, and he was agonizing over it. In his dream, he had been with the company for many years, made a lot of money, great position, job security, and he had been offered a nice promotion with the company. But in his heart, what he wanted to do was he wanted to set up a healing practice where he wanted to do, you know, herbal healing. He wanted to do massage therapy, which he had gone to school for at night. He wanted to do Reiki. He got his Reiki certification, and that's what he wanted to do. So his decision, should he stay with the company, should he accept the position with all the financial security and all the money that it was going to bring to him. So he dreamed one night, this is why he came to me, is that he was in his living room with his wife, and they were looking out the front window, and he noticed a little girl in his front lawn. And suddenly, an office supply truck just sped around the corner. Two men got out, and they abducted the young girl, kidnapped her, and took off. And that was the end of his dream, and he woke up. Now, working with symbolism, here's what all that meant. You're sitting in your living room, looking out the front window. That means you're thinking about your future. You're perceiving your future when you're sitting in your living room like that, and you dream about that. And he, in the new project he was looking at was the young girl. The young girl represented the business he wanted to start. So in the office supply truck that drives around and kidnaps the girl, that's trying to, you know, tell him that his dream is being kidnapped by this office truck. And so the dream was trying to help him, you know, make the right decision because, you know, if he stays with the company or takes the new position that's being offered with him, it's being kidnapped. He'll never have his dream as being, you know, a healer or having his own healing practice. So, you know, he had to make that decision, and the dream was trying to help him make that decision that if you don't do this now, it's kidnapped. You'll never do it. So he ended up starting his practice, and he's got a thriving practice. He's doing very, very well. So his dream was trying to tell him, it's okay to do that. You know, you need to do that right now. You know, so that's, dreams can be, you know, you don't want to ignore any dream. And, you know, I had another, you know, a client that came to me. She was in therapy, you know, for a lot of issues that she was dealing with. And she dreamed that she was given a bird cage by her grandmother. And although it was a good-sized bird cage, it was much smaller. She owned a bird at home, which is why, you know, the correlation why she dreamed about it. But the bird cage that her grandmother gave her was much smaller. The bird in her dream was about 3 foot tall. That's how big the dream was. It's a big bird. I don't know. But the cage was not big enough to hold the bird. So working with personal symbolism with her on this dream was, I asked her, first of all, how she felt about her grandmother. And she told me that for a long time, she had to live with her grandmother. And her grandmother was very, very critical of her and very demeaning and very difficult on her. She didn't have a lot of good experience. So her grandmother was a symbol of criticism. And the cage was something that was confining. And, you know, in the bird symbolized freedom. And a bird also symbolizes messenger, too. Because, in fact, if you look at birds from archetypal symbols, you know, we all know that different birds have various types of messages. And we don't always, you know, because birds come to us a lot. Those that were here last year, we went across spirit guides, and we talked about how powerful, you know, birds are as far as nature spirits. They're very, 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 very powerful, you know, spirit guides, even more than, you know, human spirit guides. So, for example, you know, if you dream about a rooster, it's a dawn of a new day. A sparrow is arriving in the spring. Dove can be symbolic of love or peace, because in the Bible, you know, Noah lets loose a dove and a raven to announce the end of the flood. And so a symbol of a bird can be a messenger. Now, her dream suggested that criticism and low self-esteem that she had from her grandmother, she'd finally outgrown it because of therapy. You know, she'd outgrown that. And she no longer was going to be caged in. And because her grandmother thought, or what she thought of her own self, it was time to spread her wings and fly and be free. And so, you know, that was what it was telling her, that her therapy had been successful. It was time to move on. And so if we ask ourselves, why work with dreams? You know, the subconscious mind holds a wealth of information. We've gone, because that's, like I said, that is the gateway to the Akashic Records, our subconscious mind. And, you know, wealth of insights into our lives, our relationships, our health, our futures, and they often appear in our dream state. And as an analogy, science has proven that the conscious mind, you know, filters out about 98% of the information that is coming in. And that might, you know, to a lot of us sound like a lot, because when I hear that number myself, I think, wow, that's a lot of information. But, you know, for example, to give you an example, we're sitting here talking tonight, and probably we're not aware of the seat we're sitting on. I know I'm not, you know, but if it's happening, our feet on the floor, probably not noticing that right now. I know I'm not. And, you know, the shirt that you have on your body, or if you're wearing glasses, you're probably not aware of those. And, you know, the intensity of the light coming through that window, probably not even noticing that. And I'm very sensitive to light, and it's not bothering me right now. You know, so all the stimulus that's coming at us constantly, yet our subconscious mind filters most of it out. You know, otherwise, we'd just be overloaded if the conscious mind didn't filter all that out. You know, but it's all being recorded in our subconscious mind. So that's why, let's say, for example, you're at a crime scene. And if any of you have done any work with hypnosis, if you're hypnotized, you're going to remember a lot more that went on in that crime scene under hypnosis than you'd be aware of consciously. And because, you know, it's because the subconscious mind, you know, connects to the Akashic Records. And, you know, in spiritual masters, we'll call this our connection to God. Edgar Cayce called it that. That was his connection there, the subconscious mind, to the Akashic Records. And it knows everything that goes on, past lives, past, present, and future. And this information comes to us, you know, through a dream state. You know, that's where so much of it comes. And that's why it's such an untapped resource that we have every single night, you know, constantly, you know, the Akashic Records trying to give us messages about our future and shaping it, that we need, if we could just interpret our dreams, and it's just so simple to do. And if we work with our dreams, the information that's there is incredible, you know, to work with. And a couple other, you know, things I'll go over, and then I'm going to give you some concrete examples of things that you can do to really build your dreams, too. You know, dreams generally concern themselves, you know, with activities, events, you know, relationships, things that are transpiring in our lives. And just as people often communicate with our friends, we do that on what's happening with us personally, you know, trying to come to terms with current events in our lives. You know, we might ask a friend what's going on, get their perspective. Well, that's what dreams are doing for us. And the subconscious mind provides us with an examination of that very same information. And with this in mind, the ultimate purpose of dream interpretation is to discover what's occurring in our lives right now, in our present moment, what's happening right now. That's what dreams are trying to do for us. So essentially, you know, dreams contrast, correlate events of what's happening in our present life, providing us with an objective look at the very things that we need to be concerned about, to try to help us not to stress over them, not to agonize over them. And that's another thing why dreams are so important. If we can just interpret the dreams and sum them up and get the messages, we'll take a lot of stress and anxiety out of our daily life. It really, really will. And for example, I had a client who was a business executive. He came for a reading, and she had dreamed that she saw 7 butterflies fluttering around her briefcase, and she often kept her most important documents, both business and personal, in her briefcase. And she noticed the briefcase. She had a brown briefcase, but her briefcase in her dream was striped black and white. And numbers are very symbolic and have symbolic meaning. And 7 is often associated with spiritual issues. And, you know, because a caterpillar, you know, enters a cocoon, emerges as a beautiful new creature, a butterfly symbolizes personal transformation, if you dream of butterflies. And something in your life is transforming. And the dream seemed, you know, to be about some kind of personal transformation that she was going through and that was occurring in her life. And the briefcase, as we talked more during the consultation, it represented how she saw herself at this point in her life. And she saw herself, she viewed herself from a business standpoint, money, success, promotion. And she was very, very driven to go up that corporate ladder. Now, since the briefcase, you know, was where she kept her most important documents, the imagery in her dream I saw also suggested that the documents in her briefcase were causing her to be transformed. And the reason that the butterflies, and that was the reason the butterflies were flying around the briefcase, because of the contents of what she was doing. And the briefcase, the color of black and white, suggested that the woman had a down-to-earth approach to everything. You know, and meaning that, you know, everything with her, black and white, briefcase in a dream, right or wrong, yes or no, straightforward, not complicated. It has to be, you know, there's no in-between. It's either right or wrong. That's how she approached everything. And the symbolic of the butterflies around the briefcase, they were indicative of the fact that her old approach was in the process of undergoing a change, a transformation. And however, you know, it could also be possible, as we saw, that she was applying, you know, her old approach of right or wrong. She was fighting with this, and she needed to be, the dream was telling her she needed to be more open-minded with things, because in her briefcase she was starting to get into spirituality, and she was struggling with spirituality because she saw everything through black and white prism, right or wrong. And you can't look at spirituality that way. There's no right or wrong. It's how you interpret things. And she'd been reading a lot of books, taking a lot of workshops. We had done some work together. And she had to get to the point where there was no right or wrong. And that's what her dream was trying to tell her. She was starting to go and undergoing a transformation. She needed to get away from that right or wrong, business, corporate, aggressive, and start seeing through a different perspective, that when you read something spiritual, she wasn't getting it because she wasn't able to interpret it. Okay, how does this mean to me? How do I interpret this? It's not right or wrong. You know, and see, I get this with a lot of clients. They'll say, Joe, I read this in this book by this author, and then now this author said the same thing, but it was different. This author said it meant it differently, and I'll have to stop them and say, wait a minute. What does it mean to you? That's what matters. What does it mean to you? And, you know, and I'll get these people that'll take class after class, get certified in this, and they'll get certified in that, and they'll keep going and keep going. And I'll have to stop them and say, this is not business. This is not motivation or anything of that nature. You have to, you can only learn so much, and then you have to experience it. You know, that's what you have to do. There's no, you know, there's a point where you actually really have to stop learning and let the universe take over and lead you. That's what she, you know, that's what she needed to do. And that's what her dream was trying to tell her.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.